Micholim in the Hilchos Shabbos.
Resh Pei Zayin. Are we're in Shulchan Aruch?
Yeah.
Okay.
You said you weren't going to do Resh Pei Zayin. You said you're going to do Resh Pei Tet.
Oh yeah, that does ring a bell.
You said Zayin.
Yeah. Let me see. Or I think I said I skip Resh Pei Ches, but we do Resh Pei Zayin. Resh Pei Zayin is quite easy, quite simple. A few interesting factoids and tidbits that many people don't know. So Resh Pei Zayin is worth a shot. Resh Pei Ches, the reason I said maybe we should keep it, it's all about fasting on Shabbos. And we don't fast on Shabbos anymore for a dream, not for nothing. So that's why I said we'll probably skip Resh Pei Zayin. Maybe give waiting for Shmuel to come on over here. He's usually on time. Hasn't missed a class yet. So give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, let's give it a minute. So we're going to start Resh Pei Zayin Shulchan Aruch. And it'll be very easy. And like I said, a few interesting tidbits, especially in the Piskei Tshuvas, by the way. He brings some interesting practical applications of this. Get that ready in Piskei Tshuvas, getting that ready. Okay, let's start. Everyone is muted. If you want to speak, just unmute yourself to ask a question anytime. Resh Pei Zayin, Nichum Aveilim, comforting the mourners. Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick, B'Shabbos, on Shabbos. So Aleph, Yecholim Lenachem Aveilim B'Shabbos. You are allowed to visit a mourner on Shabbos to do Nichum Aveilim. V'chen Yecholim Levaker Es HaChole. And Mikra Din, you can also go visit the sick on Shabbos. V'lo Yomar Lo K'derech She'omer Lo B'chol. But the traditional greeting you give a mourner, the traditional greeting you give someone who's ill should be different on Shabbos than their greeting used during the week. Ela oimer lo, rather you say for one who is sick, Shabbos yimelizoik urefua kroiva lavoi. Okay, it's Shabbos, we can't cry, but I pray you be healed promptly. Barachamav merubim. The Shiv to B'Shalom, God's mercy is great, and be in peace. Now, we don't say those extra words. And in fact, the first six words over here might be familiar because they are included in the Misha Berach. When we make a Misha Berach for a Chol on Shabbos, we say Shabbos Yimelizek Refuah Krov Alavoy. It comes from right over here. You'll notice, oddly enough, the Shulchan Aruch does not say what is the wording you should use to greet the mourners on Shabbos. He leaves that out. The Mishnah Berurah fills us in. But oddly enough, he says, when you visit the sick, when you comfort the mourners, don't greet them like you do during the week. We have a different nusach for Shabbos. And he only gives us a nusach for visiting the sick. He doesn't give us a nusach for nichum avelim, going to a mourner. I don't have an answer. Hagav, yesh oimrim, de'ein tzarech l'mavarach l'mavarubim. As I mentioned, we don't say the last little bit over here. V'chen nahagu. And that is our custom. Okay, so we have Shmuel coming in right now. Hi, Shmuel. Welcome. Hi, Shmuel. I had faith in you. I said you'd show up. I had faith in you. Yeah, Shmuel, I said you're going to be here. Anyways, we started Resh Pei Zayin, Shmuel. We just read Resh Pei Zayin. Bikur Cholim and Nichum Aveilim, visiting the sick and comforting the mourners on Shabbos. We said you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to visit the sick. You're allowed to go to a Shiva house if you want to, but you greet them differently. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah right now. There's an little Aleph over there. Yecholim, you're permitted to visit the sick. You're permitted to go to a mourner, says the Mishnah Berurah. Amrinan b'Gemara, the Gemara says, "Bekoshi hitiru lenachem aveilim ulevaker cholim b'Shabbos." Although it's permissible to visit the sick and comfort the mourners, you should know the sages did not want to allow it. It's barely permissible. Ve'al ken, and therefore, knowing that fact, that you really shouldn't visit the sick and comfort the mourners on Shabbos. Lo yafe oisim. It's not proper. Those shekol yimei ha-shavua ein hochin. During the week, they don't go to a shiva house. Rak b'Shabbos. They push off to Shabbos. This is considered to be bad. Do not push off. You want to visit a sick person on Shabbos, you're close with them. You want to visit a mourner on Shabbos, you're close with them. No, fine. But to plan a shiva visit, to plan a Bikur Cholim visit, the one and only Bikur Cholim visit, the one and only Nichum Avelim visit should not be left for Shabbos. Beis, we said the way you greet the mourner, the traditional blessing, the way you greet one who is ill, the traditional blessing should be different on Shabbos than it is during the week. Why should it be different? The mitzta'er u'me'orer abechi. Because if you talk to the person in a normal way during the week, it might arouse sadness and crying. The asur b'Shabbos. This is forbidden on Shabbos. So, Omer lo, the Shulchan Aruch told us what to say when visiting one who is ill. And the Shulchan Aruch said, before you leave, you greet, you give a blessing, Shabbos hi melizoik, urfua kroiv alavoy. That's what you do. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Abikur cholim kai, that is the verse, the blessing you say to one who is ill. Ubenichum avelim, but regarding comforting a mourner, which Shmuel, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch did not tell us how to comfort a mourner on Shabbos. It's a mysterious, something missing in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a little bit mysterious why the Shulchan Aruch only told us how to greet one who is ill, but he didn't say how to greet a mourner. Anyways, the Mishnah Berurah fills us in how to greet a mourner. Yomar lo, say to him, Shabbos hi milenachem, v'nachama krava lavoy. Similar wording to one who is ill, you say to him that it's Shabbos, we can't properly give the greeting, but may God comfort you. Okay. The Yesh Mekilim, some are lenient with visiting a mourner. The Rashay Lomar Hamakom Yinachamecha. You can say two words. Hamakom Yinachamecha. Kasa v'primegadim, the primegadim writes, Imbaha Avel Beisa Knesses Achar Miras Mizmor Shir LeYayim HaShabbos. If an Avel walks into the synagogue Friday night after the shul accepted Shabbos, which is defining over here as saying Mizmor Shir LeYayim HaShabbos, which is true, but it's not the only option, not the only possibility. Shuv Lo Yikra Shamash Tzu Neged Avel. We don't recognize mourners in public on Shabbos in shul once we've accepted Shabbos. We're not allowed to have any public displays of mourning on Shabbos. But if you see a mourner in shul Friday night, Shabbos morning, you can go over to him and say these words, Shabbos Yimilinachem, or you can say Amakom Yinachamecha. And really, Me'ikar Adin, we'll see in the Piskei Tshuvas, you really could say they're usual Hamakom Yinachem Eschem Besoch Shar Avaleitzion Yerushalayim. So that's it for Reish Pei Zayin. Let's go to Piskei Tshuva's Reish Pei Zayin. And some interesting stuff coming up. Now, we're not going to do all of Reish Pei Zayin because Reish Pei Zayin also goes into laws of actual mourning on Shabbos. And we'll skip those parts. Reish Pei Zayin in the Piskei Tshuvas, which comes out the page Taf Ayin Hey, entry Aleph Nichum Avelim B'Shabbos V'Yomtiv. Okay, mourners going to a mourner on Shabbos and Yomtiv. The Shulchan Aruch said Yicholim Lenachem Avelim B'Shabbos Nikar Adin. You may comfort the mourners on Shabbos. But Bishabura tells us V'Yomar Lo, say to them Shabbos Yimil Lenachem U'Necham Akrav Olavoy. And then we saw the Yesh Makilin. You don't remember that whole wording over there. You can't remember the 6-7 words by heart. You want to be lenient. You can just say, Amakom Yinachamecha. Two words. That's all you got to remember. V'hainu, v'nusach haragil kefish amri b'maisachoyl. We want to change the weekday greeting. V'tama Makilin, and the reason some are lenient with just two words, Amakom Yinachamecha, without mentioning the word Shabbos, the assumption is that whatever way you greet the mourner, you give him the blessing, you're not going to make him any more sad than he already is. So there's nothing to lose, so to speak. Another opinion, you say to a mourner on Shabbos, Shivto b'shalom, sit in peace. Okay. Personally, I do, when I see a mourner in shul who, for whatever reason, I didn't or I won't go to the Shiva house, I say, Hamakom yinachem, Shabbos hi milinachem unachama krav alavoy. I do that. However, normative practice is not to go to a Shiva house on Shabbos and Yom Tov. They're not expecting you, so don't go. Not only should you not go to give the greeting to comfort, but even if you see a mourner on the street, he says, or in shul, you shouldn't even say the greeting. I do, as I mentioned. He says here you shouldn't. You have to judge. Every place is different. You have to judge properly.
What does he mean by nufia inyan? Meaning does it minhag makom?
Whatever you judge is the right thing to do.
Are all the factors?
It's a kol afia inyan means everything is subject. It's subjective. What you think is the right thing to do, and he says he gives an example that ishaim yeh la'avel nachas ruach aydei shoimer lo dibrei nichumim umechazko. If you know it's a type of mourner who would appreciate it, vaday mitzvah kavid. You're doing a good thing. But for somebody who doesn't want to hear this, don't do it. A kol afia inyan. Who you are, who they are, what your relationship is to them. A kol afia inyan. So that's Nichum Avelim. Beis, Bikur Cholim B'Shabbos. Visiting the sick, and then we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, V'chen Yecholim Levakir Sacholim Levoimer Lo Shabbat Himi Lizok, Refuah Krova Lavoi. You say that wording, the Shulchan Aruch added on a few extra words, V'racham Av Merubim, V'shifto B'Shalom, and then we saw in the Ramah, in the Mishnah Brura, V'yesh Omrim She'ein Tzarich Lomar V'racham Av Merubim. You don't say those extra words. Just Shabbos Yim Elizayk or a Fuah Krav Alavoy, like is said in the Misha Berach on Shabbos. Says the Piskei Tshuvos. Vatam Shelo Lomar V'Rachamav Merubin. The reason we dropped away these extra words in the greeting, Mishum Sholoshen Tchina. It's a supplication. It's Tachanun. Vein Omrim Tachanun B'Shabbos. You don't see any supplications on Shabbos. That's why. Next paragraph. We saw lo yafe oisim elu shekol yimei shavua in holchim rak b'shabbes. He saw it's very poor practice to postpone a shiva visit for Shabbos. You should not do that. Ube seder ayom kasav zalosha. And the seder ayom writes. Seder ayom is a very beautiful ancient sefer. The seder ayom, it's full of hashkafa and halacha by Rabbi Moshe ben Machir. Okay, I love these svarim that kind of weave together halacha and hashkafa and musar. Seder Ayom is one of them, and the Kaf HaChaim is another amazing one, and Sefer Chassidim, another.
Is that one a svari?
What do you mean svari? It's the halachas are international.
No, I know. Was he a Sephardi posek?
Yeah, what's that?
I have the Sefer. I don't. I didn't know anything about him. So
yeah, it would sound like that. It says he lived in Sfat, but yeah, Machir sounds like a Sephardish name. It ain't Goldstein, right? Sounds right. Like a Sephardish name. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see where he was born. Don't know. Anyways, great Sefer, and here you see the Piskei quotes it. And the Seder Ayom says, where was I? Here we go. The Kodim Sheyelech Lebeiso. Before you go home Shabbos morning, listen to what he says. Im Yesh Eze Chol Levaker. There's anyone sick in the neighborhood to visit. O Eze Avel Enachem, or a mourner to go comfort. O Eze Chostam Lismoach, or there's a groom, just got married, go get Mazel Tov. Yelech aleihem achreit say so. Go after shul before going home on the way home. V'nabu zeh b'yom Shabbos yoyser mi b'yimei achol. And in his place, it seems that was normative practice. It's Shabbos morning after davening. You go to the shiva. You go to the avel. You go to the chosen. Go to the sick person. You're not working. You have time. You have time, so go. Shabbos is a holy day, holier than any other days. You look good, you're dressed nice. Benefesh, Yisera, you have an extra soul. It's an honorable thing to do on an honorable day in an honorable manner. Your friend will appreciate it. The holiness of Shabbos will add to the comfort the mourner feels. I don't know, those are very poetic wording to encourage this practice. And best to go two people, go in pairs. So there you go, different approaches on how to deal with mourners and sick people on Shabbos. The Yafe Arich Bebir Alacha, and the Bir Alacha says very nicely, it depends on the time, it depends on the place, it depends on your relationship with the mourner, your relationship with the sick person. Ubilvad shelo yerach levav, umeitzar al yisurei hachoyle the Shabbos oyneg nitna velo letzar, but just make sure it's not going to cause crying and pain. And some say, if you even know it's going to hurt him, you have what to rely on. In fact, visiting the sick overpowers Oneg Shabbos. So even if it will be painful for you or him, the mitzvah Bikur Cholim justifies that sadness on Shabbos, so to speak. Okay, we're not going to do the next entry. Mourning on Shabbos, how to be a mourner on Shabbos. I don't want to do that. We're not learning Hilchos Avelos. We're learning Hilchos Shabbos. That's that entry. The next entry as well. Okay, so let's go to Resh Pei Tes now. Resh Pei Ches, like I said, we'll skip it because it has to do with fasting on Shabbos. Today we don't fast on Shabbos. In the olden days, if you had a bad dream, it was customary to fast when you wake up in the morning. But today, dreams are really meaningless. We don't believe in dreams, and hence you don't fast on Shabbos due to a bad dream. Resh Pei Tes. Some good stuff coming over here. Seder Sudat Shachri Shal Shabbos. Okay, everyone have Resh Pei Tes. Julian, you ready? Jerry, I don't see a face over there. Shmuel, you got it? Okay, I forgive you, Shmuel, for davening Vesikin and not davening with me yesterday. It's okay. I forgive you. And then you go to Mincha Gadola so you don't have to see me at Mincha Katana. Yeah, Shmuel, that was a good one. You pulled that off really well yesterday. Seder Sudat Shachris Shel Shabbos. So how do you have your lunch, your Shabbos meal? So Aleph, Yes, Shulchano Aruch, set your table. Umita Mutzas Yafeh, your bed should be made. Keep in mind, back then, the house was a one-room house. The dining room, living room, bedroom was all in one room. So if the beds weren't made, the house wouldn't look nice. So Umita Mutzas, the bed should be made. Umapa Prusa Kmo Besuda Salaila. And the challahs should be covered like the Friday night meal. And you make Bar Priya Goffin. That's Kiddush. That's it. Not Vishamru, not Al Kain. All that is custom. All that is bonus extra. You are Yotzi Kiddush Lechatchila by saying a bracha on wine. And if you prefer beer, you make a bracha on beer. The entire purpose, and this is going to blow away a lot of myths that many people don't realize. The only reason Chazal instituted Kiddush Shabbos morning is they wanted you to begin your meal with a drink. That's it. Because every day of the week, we begin our meal with washing and hamotzi. And the Chazal wanted the Shabbos lunch to be different than Tuesday lunch and Thursday lunch, when it also begins with a bracha hamotzi. Therefore, Chazal instituted that the Shabbos lunch must begin with a drink. That's Kiddush. No drink, no Kiddush.
So, So during the quarantine, one of the things I discovered was I enjoyed making a milka brunch on Shabbos. So I wonder that, and part of the delight of that would be a cup of coffee. So I wonder what you would think about a kiddush on a cup of coffee.
So that is a whole discussion, which we actually did way back when, and it will come up again in Piskei Tshuvas, what drinks qualify for kiddush and havdalah. Now, to answer your question in a nutshell, and we will get into great detail, the easy answer is yes, coffee does qualify for kiddush and havdalah.
It's a chomer de medina kind of
thing. Chamar medina, exactly. Mm-hmm. What is a chamar medina? There's a few interpretations. A chamar medina is a drink you drink even when you're not thirsty. Mm-hmm. And preferably a drink that has alcohol on it. And a drink you would serve a guest. Those three things. Coffee has two of the three. So coffee will be acceptable, but not ideal. We want alcohol in the chamar medina drink, ideally.
It has other intoxicating properties.
We want the intoxicating, we want the happiness. Right. We want it to make you happy.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what took you till quarantine to decide you want milchik lunch? I don't get it. What's the connection?
Well, I was home and I had to. It was on me. My wife was away. It was me and my son. I was experimenting with what we liked out of our family practice.
Very good. Okay. So it's called Kiddush Rabba, and all it is a bracha on wine or any other drink, and that's Kiddush. You don't have a wine, you don't have a drink, you eat without Kiddush. It's not like Friday night you can make Kiddush on Chalas. No, you can't make Kiddush on Chalas Shabbos day. No drink, no Kiddush. Okay, the achar kach yitol yadav, and afterwards you wash your hands. Vivatza alechem mishnah k'mo b'layla, you make hamotzi on two rolls, like at night, v'yisod, and have a good meal. V'gamzeh akidush sarich sheh b'makom suda, just like Friday night kiddush, the daytime kiddush must be b'makom suda. So wherever you make kiddush, that's where you have to eat. Where you eat, that's where you have to make kiddush. You can't make kiddush in one house and go eat in another house. When we were learning this way back when, we went into this in great detail, and the halacha applies by day as it did by night. And you should not eat any food before Kiddush. Once you daven Shachris, you may not eat anything before Kiddush, just like Friday night when Shabbos enters, you may not eat anything before Kiddush. But to drink water in the morning before davening is mutter, and you don't need to make Kiddush. And we drink coffee also. In the olden days, only water was allowed. In our day and age, the poskim allow coffee before davening, fruit juice, orange juice. A chassidish of guys eat mizonos before davening, to each his own. But whatever you eat, by the way, it doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos or Tuesday. Whatever you hold, you can eat before davening, applies every day of the week. Whenever you hold his asr before davening, applies every day of the week. But whatever you do, when you eat Shabbos morning before going to shul, no kiddush. Why? Because there's no mitzvah of kiddush when you wake up in the morning. The mitzvah of kiddush only kicks in once you daven shachris. So if you whatever you eat or drink before davening, just eat or drink it. You don't make kiddush. Okay, that is it. Mishnah Brura. Mita Mutzas is the first Mishnah Brura. We said the bed should be made. So, Hainu Me'erev Shabbos, and the bed should be made even Friday. Or Kadesh Yishan Baba Shabbos, or made Shabbos morning in order to be able to get into bed Shabbos afternoon. O Shu Becheder Shadar Sham Beika Bizayonim Lo Yatsia Amitos. Or you're eating in the room and it wouldn't look nice if the beds are unmade. Now, there's a question over here. Are you allowed to make beds on Shabbos? That is a famous question, the poskim, and it's very much related to. Can you wash dishes on Shabbos? And I say the answer is yes. You may make your bed on Shabbos because it makes the house look nice. Meaning, if you know you're not going to enter the room on Shabbos, there really is a shaila you're allowed to make your bed. But if you're going to be using the room and you want the room to look nice, you are allowed to make your bed on Shabbos. Same thing with washing dishes. Washing dishes on Shabbos can be halachically problematic. However, if you're going to wash your dishes so the kitchen looks nice and you don't have a pile of dishes in the sink and it doesn't smell bad and the flies don't come, that's washing the dishes in honor of Shabbos. So I hold it's okay. Next, continuing on, aval v'lav hachi asur. But without a good reason, as I just mentioned, you shouldn't be making beds on Shabbos. You shouldn't be washing dishes on Shabbos. Umashakasa v'mapa prusa. What do we mean by the chal is covered? A blanket should be covering the bread. Ayin le'elbasim reishayin alfin shabruah sifka and mem aleph. There's several reasons we cover the challah, and that's what it says over there, to remind us of the man, and also the order of blessings, not to embarrass the bread, because really bread should come first, but we do wine first, therefore we cover the bread, so the bread doesn't get angry and upset and start crying, and so that's why we cover the bread, as you know, okay, called the order of brachas issue. Beis, vayivarech, you make boi priya gofen. Yes, no,
what's the makor for this whole notion that bread has feelings?
No, that's just midrashic parables.
It has a lot. Nafka mina lahalacha. I mean, what's the deeper idea behind it?
It comes from a halachic concept. Now, halachic concept is that in the order of blessings, which applies 7 days a week, if you're going to eat three or four different foods, there's an order of blessings which food you make the blessing on. Now, everyone knows and everyone agrees that when you're having multiple foods and there's bread there, you make the bracha on bread first. I can't eat bread Shabbos morning until I make Bor Priya Gofen. But bread comes first, but I can't eat it. What do? So cover the bread, which makes it as if it's not there. Make Bor Priya Gofen and then go to your bread. But so this halacha in the order of brachos became very midrashic and beautiful, and we don't want to embarrass the bread, and the bread will cry. It's great for nursery school and kindergarten, and that's what it's all about. But it's a halach, it's a hilchot brachos issue that applies 7 days a week. I ask you a kasha. Here's a kasha. If you're having a kiddush Shabbos morning, and you have cake and mizonos on the table, maybe you should cover the cake and mizonos, because mizonos comes before hagafen every day of the week. I'll leave you with that kasha. I think Piske might answer it, but I'll leave with that kasha for now. Moving right along. So yesh nohagin, we're in Beis in the Mishnah Brura. Yesh nohagin liftoch mitchila pasuk v'shamru bnei Yisrael. Some start v'shamru. Some start zachor, some shabbos akodshoi. V'katsheyu. V'yesh mehamon sheposim al ken beirach. Some only say the last six words over there, al ken beirach. They really got to get the herring and crackers down their throat. They haven't eaten in at least 3 hours. They got to make a short kiddush to get the food fast. V'shalokedinu. However, the short kiddush is lokedin. The short kiddush is not preferred. Why? It's based on a halachic concept you may or may not be familiar with. The kol psuka de lo paske Moshe anan lo paskinan. It's a famous concept. It says, in other words, you can't break up psukim. You want to recite a pasuk? You want to recite a verse? You got to recite the whole verse. You can't recite half a verse. And al ken beirach Hashem is half a verse. So that's why you shouldn't make kiddush with just the al ken beirach. It's half a verse. Moving right along. Kiddush Rabbah. Why do we call it Kiddush Rabbah? V'nikra b'loshon zeh, the reason is, shehu kamo shekorin sage nahor. It's called Kiddush Rabbah, the great kiddush, but really it's on a lower level than the night kiddush. It's more of a minag. It's a derabanan at best, a derabanan. So why do we call it Kiddush Rabbah? It's called, why? And the answer is, it's based on a concept called sage nahor. Sagi Nahor is when you say something. I explain Sagi Nahor. I'll give you an example of Sagi Nahor. The word Sagi Nahor means a person who sees. And in the Gemara, they call a blind man a Sagi Nahor. He can't see. Okay? So that's the idea. It's called Kiddush Rabbah because it's not the best Kiddush. It's not the holiest Kiddush. It's on a lower level, but in order not to insult it, we call it Kiddush Rabbah. It's embellishing, it's teasing, it's, you know, trying to give respect where maybe respect isn't truly earned or deserved. That's what it's. V'pnei shezeh kiddush enu klal deiraisa. This kiddush is not deiraisa. V'rak sheitiknu l'kavod Shabbos. It's only in honor of Shabbos. Vas mechu akra. And it's based on a verse, Zachor Yoim HaShabbos. It's Yoim HaShabbos. That's why we make Kiddush by day as well. Okay, Dalid. Dalid was going on. To make Lechem Mishnah, to make Hamotzi on Lechem Mishnah. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu, the Sham before by God says over there, the Noitlim Ladayim Kolim Kiddush." This is the unresolved machloikis. I mean, it's resolved, but machloikis mechaber Rama. You see over and over again. Do you wash before Kiddush, or you make Kiddush and wash? Shulchan Aruch says make Kiddush and wash. The Rama Ashkenazim say wash and then make Kiddush. Almost nobody does like the Rama. Everyone does like Shulchan Aruch. And we all make Kiddush, and then we wash. Only some Dutch Jews and some Yeki Jews, they do like the Rama, and they wash before Kiddush. V'ayin sham b'mishnah brura dekam achronim kasu sham detoy v'yoysa nehod gedas mechaber. And the Mishnah Brura says in every place over and over again, better to be like the mechaber, to make Kiddush first and then wash. V'yisod, hey, you should have a good meal Shabbos day. Kasa v'rokeach simin nundalid achar she'achlu. After you ate your Shabbos meal, before your bench, you should sing songs. And it's good to learn Torah before having your Shabbos lunch meal. Some say your Yod say this with the rabbi's sermon. The rabbi gives a sermon in shul. That's your Liu Torah before the Suda. Vav, shelo yitom koidem. Once Kiddush comes, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. The Gama Nashim Shayachim being in Zed applies equally to women. The Chol Milei the Shabbos, Ish V'Isha Shavin, with all Shabbos requirements, men and women are equal. Zion is talking about you're allowed to eat before davening and drink before davening without making Kiddush. Okay, Lo Chalalav, the mitzvah of Kiddush did not yet kick in. The Kiddush ain't Shayach El Bizman Asuda. Because Kiddush only kicks in at a time when you're able to eat a meal. And before davening, you can't eat a meal. You're just having water. It's not a meal. There's no Kiddush. No Kiddush. Okay. That's Halacha Aleph. We go to Piskei Tshuvas now. Page Taf Tzadik Aleph. Entry Aleph. Arichas Ashulchan Machalos Beis Kiddush Hayom. The table should be set with challahs when making Kiddush. Beseder Knisa Labayis. How do we come home from Shul Shabbos morning? So Shulchan Aruch says Yeshulchanu Aruch Umita Mutzas Yafe Umapa Prutza Kmo Besudas Halayla. We said the table should be set. Beds are made and the challah covered just like a night. Okay. When you make Kiddush, the challah should be on the table. Shabbos covered like Friday night. Don't make Kiddush and then bring the challahs, in other words. The challah should be covered on the table at Kiddush. Aruch, that's called a set table. When we say in Shabbos, we talk about a set table, it means a table with challahs on them.
You have some challahs warming on the plata, and you have other challahs on the table. To make a difference?
As long as you have two rolls, two challahs, two pieces of bread, well, not two whole loaves, you're done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could have other challahs around the house. You bring to the table later on, no problem. This you don't see happening. But what he says is that even if you're making Kiddush to heat mizonos, to have crackers and herring, to have cake, you should still have challahs on the table covered. You're not going to eat the challahs now. You're not having lunch now. You're having your Kiddush now. You're having lunch in another hour. He says still you should have challahs on the table. Nobody does this. Bafilu osim afsaka lesudat Shabbos. Even though there's going to be a delay, an hour till you eat your lunch, still, when you make Kiddush for your Kiddush, to have your crackers and cake, the challahs should be covered. Okay. Next paragraph. Ukeshabala beiso mi beis hakneses yomar beknisaso Shabbat shalom umvarach. You should greet everyone when you come home. Keshem shenahagim b'leil Shabbos, just like Friday night. Odivrei mekubalim yesh linhogam b'harachat b'samim al pi kabbalah. You should smell spices before Kiddush. V'kafas ha'shulchan b'Shabbos b'yom k'mo b'leil Shabbos. There's a minhag to walk around the table before making Kiddush. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but it's a Kabbalistic Sephardi thing, very much Friday night. Some do it Shabbos day as well. We don't do it.
One time around.
The clothes you davened in are the clothes you should be wearing when you make Kiddush. You should not get undressed until after Kiddush if you want to get undressed. I don't know. You want to take off your tie, take off your jacket, put on pants. I don't know. But the way you daven Shacharis is the way you make Kiddush. Same thing Friday night. The way you daven Friday night is the way you make Kiddush. You wore a hat for davening, you wear a hat for Kiddush. You wore a tie for davening, you wear a tie for Kiddush. You don't change the way you dress. Okay, Beis. The different customs of the verses we say before Kiddush, Veshamru, Zachor. So we quote Shulchan Aruch over here, Vivarech al Yain Borei Priyagofen, V'yesha Nohagin Liftoach V'itchilas Pasuk, Veshamru B'nei Yisrael, or Zachor Shama Shabbas, V'yesh Mehamon Sheposli Me'alken Beirach. Many people begin from Alken Beirach, V'shalok Kedinhu, it's not proper. The Kol Psuka de Lo Paske Moshan and Lo Paskinan, that is again, goes against the principle that you're not allowed to say half a verse. When you want to quote a verse, you got to quote the whole verse. Okay. The Kfar Kasu del Mod Schus ala Nohagin Ken. However, there are ways to justify this custom of beginning Al Ken Beirach. There's way you can justify it. Ki Eina Kavana L'Shem Limud HaPasuk, because you're not learning Torah when you say Kiddush. You're not trying to teach Torah or learn Torah when you say Al Ken Beirach, that pasuk. It's just to get you in the spirit of things. Ach becholzos, nevertheless, nachon ma'odam lomar mizachor es yoyim ha-shabbos. Best to begin at least from Zachor. Or do nothing. Just worry for your gafen. V'gam ki metevos elu lamdu chazal chovas kiddush shel yom. Another reason it's good to start at Zachor is because Zachor is the source that we say a kiddush by day as well. Because it says Zachor es yoyim ha-shabbos kodesh yom, make a kiddush by day. V'gam l'divrei ha-ramban, nilmad mipasuk zeh shatam mitzvah maskir kedusha shabbos mekayem mitzvah aseh. And of course, every time you mention Shabbos, you get a mitzvah. That's why we say hayom yom rishon b'shabbos, hayom yom sheni b'shabbos. We try to mention Shabbos whenever we can, we get a mitzvah. U'besifrei mekubalim, u'besidurim, we see in other sfarim, matzinu od minhagim b'amiras psukim elimudim shonim v'anhagol shonos kodem kiddush haraba. There's all kinds of different customs that people have before Kiddush. U'beyamim toivim nohagin loymar elam modei Hashem yikrei kodesh. Bidaber Moshe, we say these verses on a Yom Tov morning. Ubarash Hashanah, we say Tiku b'chod haShofar. U'meidach hayu gedol Yisrael shelo amru klum kodem kiddush hayom b'shabbos of Yom Tov. In other communities, great rabbis said nothing. Savri baruch ata Hashem elkinu melech olam bari pregafen. Ela miad paslu b'berachat bari pregafen v'chol ala b'voiz teresh Hashem. As long as your heart's in the right place, doesn't matter what you do. U'lechol ha'deos ein psukim elu chelak mechoyvas ha'kiddush. But of course, these verses are only extra. Ela minhagim ba'alma, they're just customary. L'chel mishu shachach v'natal yada v'suda v'lo l'kadesh t'chila. Here's something interesting. You come home Shabbos morning, and you come into the house, you wash your hands, make the tilas yadayim, and before you say hamotzi, you realize I didn't make kiddush. What do you do? Lo yavsik ben anatila lebirkas hamotzi ba'miras psukim elu. Once you made the tilas yadayim and you realize you didn't make kiddush, you got to make kiddush. But since v'shamru is not an essential part of kiddush, you can't say v'shamru. El yom arak et birkat ayayin al kos v'yishte. Just say boy priya gafen in that instance. V'char kach yivarech hamotzi, and then you say the hamotzi and proceed, vivatel, proceed as normal. Okay. Friday night, by the way, if you accidentally washed before Kiddush Friday night, you would say the entire Kiddush Friday night after washing before hamotzi. You would say the entire, because the entire Kiddush is ma'akev. But since v'shamru and zachor and alken are only minhagim, you can't interrupt after Netilas Yadayim to Mekayim a Minhag. You can only interrupt after Netilas Yadayim to Mekayim a Halacha. And the Halacha of Kiddush is satisfied just with Bori Priyaga. Okay, Gimel. Tam han shenikra kiddush rabba. Why we call it the great kiddush if it's only a minhag, it's only the rabbanon? Well, the hotzi nashim de chovasan. What about making kiddush for women? Well, beinyan ashtia miyain a kiddush and drinking from the kiddush wine. So it says vayvarech al yain bari priyagofen hu nikra kiddush rabba. Umikor Hashem kiddush rabba hu begemara. Calling the Shabbos day the great kiddush is based on a gemara. The kama tamim nemu b'rishonim b'achronim. A few reasons are given in the Rishonim and the Achronim why this is so. Madua nikra b'shem ze, why this is so. V'chayvas kiddush zen yilmad mi yisur alashon zachor es yoim ha-Shabbos ha-Kodshar. V'chiyuva midrabanan, it's the Rabbanan, vikaru mishum kavod asuda. The reason we have kiddush, as I mentioned earlier, Shabbos day, the reason we have kiddush is to give honor to the meal, to make it different than any other meal of the week. Because every meal of the week begins with a motzi. We make the Shabbos meal different by beginning it with a drink. Once it becomes mealtime, the Hainu Lachar Tfilat Shachris, which means after you've daven, if you want to eat anything, afilu mayim, even to drink water, tzari l'kadesh tchila, you got to make kiddush. Even though the kiddush is only borei pri agafa and mikol makom dino kibirkas mitzvahs. This is interesting. This is significant. Shabbos morning, the bracha borei pri agafa is not considered to be a bracha on food. It's considered to be a bracha on a mitzvah. V'lachen, and therefore, gam mi shekvar yatzi yedei chovaso, even a person who made kiddush already, you can make bori pri agafen, just bori pri agafen, that's your kiddush, for other people. See, as a general rule, if let's say Sander and I are sitting down for a coffee, I can't make shahakol on Sander's coffee and then Sander drinks the coffee. It doesn't work that way. On a regular day, if Sander and I both have coffee, and I make shahakol on my coffee, and Sander has in mind to be yotzi my shahakol, that works. But I have to drink coffee, and he has to drink coffee. I can't make a shahakol on coffee that only he's going to drink. But Shabbos day, since a bori pri agafen is a mitzvah now, it's not food, I can make bori pri agafen, even though I'm not going to drink the wine, because it's a kiddush, it's a mitzvah. I make bori pri agafen, I give it to somebody else to drink. No problem. So it says, "Alachen gam mi shekfar yatzi dechovas, so yachol the kaddish shuv kadeh otzi acher dechovas." And even one with yotzi kiddush, and maybe you're even in the middle of drinking wine right now. You're in the middle of drinking wine. You would never make another bori pri agafen in the middle of drinking wine, but here you can because your bori pri agafen is a mitzvah for other people. Vafilu hu lo yishtem ayan klal el hashomea. You don't even have to drink any of the wine. Just the people listening to kiddush drink the wine. Just like by kiddush by night, so too by day, the minimum amount of kiddush you must drink to be yotzi kiddush is a cheekful. I don't see this done anymore. I don't see this done really. But there is a minhag to save some of the wine you use for kiddush to reuse it along with new wine for havdala. I don't see people doing that. People around the table should not eat or drink until the guy who made kiddush drinks the wine. Or at least wait till the guy who made kiddush drinks a little bit. You can't wait till he drinks a cheekful. All the laws of kiddush apply. Just like Friday night, it is a mitzvah, not an obligation, but it is a mitzvah for everyone around the table to taste some of the kiddush wine. Just like Friday night. It shows love for the mitzvah to drink from the kiddush cup. Different minhagim, whether you should make your own bori pri agafen when you are passed around wine from the kiddush. Normative practice is dafka not to make your own bori pri agafen. You heard kiddush from the guy, you're yotze kiddush, you're also yotze bori pri agafen. Don't make another bracha, whether it's Friday night, Shabbos day, Havdalah, whatever it is. There's also different minhagim. Do you stand for this kiddush or sit for this kiddush? Minhagim, whatever you do is fine. You should say kiddush happily out loud. Okay. Problem. Dalit. Problem. Shachach lekadosh. Here's another case. We spoke about a moment ago, forgetting to make kiddush. Here's another possible scenario where you forgot to make kiddush. Shachach lekadosh, you forgot to make kiddush. Niskar l'achar shebirach hamotzi. So you made netilas yadayim, and you made hamotzi. And before eating the bread, you realize I didn't make kiddush. Now you're stuck. The example I gave a few minutes ago was you remembered after netilas yadayim you didn't make kiddush before you made hamotzi. And we said, no problem, make boyer priya gofen, and as they say in England, keep calm and carry on. But if you already made hamotzi, you got a different problem. Julian, yeah, you like that one? Keep calm and carry on, Julian? Yeah, it's a good one. Yeah, okay. The Brits love that one. Okay, so what do you do? So let's look at the Pisgei Tshuvos. Go right to the Pisgei Tshuvos. Umi shenatol yadav lesuda. You washed your hands for the meal. Venizkar sheshachach lekadosh, and you realize you forgot to make kiddush. Nispor lelos beis, we spoke about that earlier. Venizkar lachar birkat amotzi, but if you only remember after making a motzi, yitol me'at, you got to eat some of the bread. You have no recourse. V'achar kach ikadosh al yain, and then make kiddush. Ve'im nizkar toch kadei sudaso shel kiddush. If you realize after your cholent and your kugel, you didn't make kiddush. Sorry for the kaddish atal kos yain. Make kiddush then. Bacharkach yamshich sudasa. You would then continue your meal. Velo levarech shuv hamotzi. You won't make hamotzi again. Vimuk far v'stov sudaso. You're almost at the end of your meal. You're having dessert and you realize you didn't make kiddush. Omiyad achar birkat hamazon. Or after you bench, you realize you didn't make kiddush. Ein chayev lechol oid lachar hashekiddush. You got to make kiddush, but you won't have to eat more food. Because the meal you just finished, oila lo the kiddush v'makom suda, it actually qualifies as your kiddush v'makom suda. Sounds a bit weird because the suda's passed. You benched already. You're making kiddush now, but still, for this purpose, the meal you had before benching kicks in to cover your kiddush right now. Okay. Achtov yasim yochal lekol apachos od shir kezayis. But if you could eat more, at least cake, that would be great. If you only remember 3 o'clock Shabbos afternoon, you didn't make kiddush. But feel some of the Shabbos, you remember late in the afternoon. Miyad kashaniskar yikadosh al kos yain, make kiddush anytime Shabbos afternoon you remember. Yochal harkach pas lo minei mezonos, eat a meal, have cake. Kadesh yekiddush makom suda, in order to be yotze kiddush b'makom suda. Good.
You're the Indian of drinking before eating. You blew that one.
Right, you blew the idea, the reason Chazal instituted kiddush in the first place, but you still got to make kiddush because Chazal is
going to make kiddush.
Obviously, kiddush.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
On that note, let me just share something with you. There is a minug to make a kiddush shal shudis. You'll see some of the benchers have a kiddush by shal shudis. Interestingly, those who follow that opinion should davka do the kiddush after hamotzi, not before. I will see more about that in Hilchos Shalosh Shudos when we get to that. But it's an important, interesting factoid that people don't realize. Al pi Kabbalah, it's considered actually bad luck to make borei priya gofen before hamotzi at Shalosh Shudos. Okay. Hey, shachach lekadosh, the kfar beirach boy priyagafen. Yeah. I don't hear you. Hello. You asking something?
When you're making kiddush at Shalosh Shudos, davka, that should be after you make a motzi. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Making boy priyagafen, by the way, is very commendable. It's based on the Rambam, who holds mikra din, you have to have a kiddush by Shalosh Shudos. But we don't paskin like the Rambam. So we don't. But those who do, it's very commendable to make Barbriya Gafen and Shalosh Shudos. Okay. So, Shachach Lekadosh Kfar Beirach Barbriya Gafen. Here's the case. It's a kooky case, but here's the case. Shabbos morning, you come home and you take a little shot glass of wine and make Bar Priya Gofen. You drink your wine. But you're not Yotzi Kiddush on a shot glass. Because to be Yotzi Kiddush, you have to have a revius, a cup that holds 4 ounces. And you got to drink a cheekful. So you come home and someone says, I got this great new wine. You got to taste it. Sure, I'll taste it. You take a little drop of wine and you make Bar Priya Gofen, you drink it. You're not Yotzi Kiddush. So what do you do now? You just made Bar Priya Gofen, but you're not Yotzi Kiddush. So can I make Bar Priya Gofen again? What do? I'm stuck. I'm in a catch 22. I just did a Bar Priya Gofen, but I didn't do Kiddush. But okay. That's a catch 22. Umisha shachach lekadesh. I mean, hey, somebody forgot to make Kiddush. Achvar beirach Bar Priya Gofen al timas koi seyesh bo pachos mirevis yain. But you made Bar Priya Gofen on a cup that only holds a little bit, a little shot glass. The filu shot that revius. No matter how much you drank, it wouldn't matter. If you drank shot, and you drank 10 ounces of wine, it wouldn't help your cause. It wouldn't help the situation. Because to be Yotze Kiddush, you have to make Kiddush on a cup that holds a revius. So the fact that you drank a revius doesn't matter. If your boy Priya Gofen was on a shot glass, you passed your Kiddush. Ach lo haita kabanaso klal Hashem Kiddush, and we made Bar Priya Gofen, you didn't have in mind Kiddush. So Yeshi, stop it. There's a doubt. What do you do now? Im dai shimala kois yain. Do I just grab a regular Kiddush cup, fill it up with wine? But yoimar apsukim anohagim loimar koidim Kiddush zeh. Just save a shamru. V'yishteh b'lo birchas Bar Priya Gofen. And just drink from the cup of wine without Bar Priya Gofen. Just do something like, you know, get me Kiddush cup, shamru, drink. Because I said Bar Priya Gofen a minute ago. That's option one. Oh, Shemayimala Kos Yain Varach Shul Bar Priya Gofen. Maybe when I take my new Kiddush cup now and I fill up a Kiddush cup with wine, I am able to say a new Bar Priya Gofen. Ki Ata Mechav L'Shem Kiddush, because now I'm having mine Kiddush. Veiru Niftar Aliyah Birkas Bar Priya Gofen Akodemis. Now I want to be Yotze Kiddush. And to be Yotze Kiddush, I got to make Bar Priya Gofen on a cup that holds the revius. What I did a minute ago on the small shot glass doesn't help me over here to be Yotze Kiddush. So maybe L'shem mitzvahs Kiddush, I can make another Bar Priya Gofen now, even though it's not totally justified. Ukdei Letzeis Kol Safek, it's an unresolved doubt, unresolved what to do. So Ukdei Letzeis Kol Safek, in order to get yourself out of any doubt, Hamuvchar Shishma Bracha Me'acher Shalosh Ata Yayin V'chavin Letzeis, better find someone else to make Kiddush for you. Or Shiyaseh Hafsaka Gemura Yidei Shiyatzi L'chutz L'beiso, another option, it's a very good option, is to leave the house. And once you leave the house, your bracha becomes batel. Your bracha is no longer valid. When you come back home in the house, you'll have to make a new Bar Priya Gofen according to all opinions. That's the perfect answer. Another option is to borrow wine from a neighbor. Since you didn't know a minute ago you'd be drinking such wine, it's okay. Because there is a general rule in Hilchos Brachos, you will have to make another bracha if you eat a food you didn't expect to eat. So you make a bracha on an apple, Bar Priya Eitz, and you eat your apple. And someone comes into your house and says, I have a great orange. Taste this new orange I just picked from the tree. Well, you'll have to make another bracha, even though it's the same ha'ais you made a second ago. Because you didn't have in mind, you had no idea you'd be eating an orange. You didn't know your neighbor's going to come in with an orange. So since you didn't know you're going to be eating it, you got to make another bracha. This is Hilchos Brachos 101, 7 days a week. So that's why you can go to a neighbor, get wine, or best is to leave your house, come back in, and then you make Kiddush again with Bar Priya Gofen, and everything's good. Okay, let's do one more. Achilas mine mezonos pashtida v'keyoytze bezeh. So what we're going to learn over here, very interesting. Most people don't know this. Even Talmidei Chachamim don't know this. One of the reasons we have a Kiddush Shabbos morning before lunch is due to the opinion in the Gemara that you have to have 4 meals on Shabbos. Not 3, 4. According to that opinion, you have to have 1 meal Friday night and 3 meals by day. We don't paskin like that. We paskin you have 1 meal Friday night, 2 meals by day. But one of the reasons the Shabbos morning Kiddush was born was to try to fulfill that opinion that says you need four meals on Shabbos, three by day. The Kiddush is like that extra meal. Let's see it inside. V'rabim nohagim lecho miyad achar kiddush minei mezonos pashtida v'dav k'yotz v'zev v'kedei laharbos v'brachos b'shabbos. Another reason, the first reason he gives, is the reason we have a kiddush Shabbos morning is to be able to say more brachos. Because you have to get 100 brachos every day. It's hard to get 100 brachos on Shabbos. So you have a kiddush. You have bracha rishona, bracha achrona. V'elu ha'oimim shehu k'dei latzei shidas Rabbi Chitka. Others say it's to comply with the view in the Gemara of Rabbi Chitka. Shesoyver shechayev adam lechol arba sudos b'shabbos. Okay, so that's the reason, because by doing so you get four meals by day. You get four meals on Shabbos, three meals by day. You get Shabbos lunch, shalosh shudos, and kiddush, and you had a meal Friday night, so you had four meals over Shabbos. Okay, skip to the next paragraph. Umikol makom yesh izar shalom halos kriso. Don't get too stuffed at the kiddush. You won't have room for lunch. On everything you ate at Kiddush. There should be a delay before lunch. And then we'll have your lunch. You don't do this with a bracha chrona and wait. There's a few shalas and hilchos brachas what to do. So don't go there. Have Kiddush with pleasure. You'll be Yotzi Rabbi Chitka. You'll have more brachos. But make sure you say a bracha chrona and make sure there's a delay before you start lunch. Don't go say alamichya of al kalkala and run to wash make hamotzi. The problem there in Hilchos Brachos. V'moneya atzmo min hanhagazu. And those who don't have Kiddush at all, they're makbid. There is a minute not to have a Kiddush. There's a minute dafka to go right to your bread meal after davening Shacharis. That's okay too. That's a good minag. It ensures that you're going to eat lunch with a good appetite because it's your first meal of the day. Not after all the kiddush, the herring and crackers. If you're worried about making 100 brachos on Shabbos, eat snacks during the day, in the afternoon, acharat zaraim. The gam sudas Rabbi Chitka yachol atzeis bachilas perazu. And having fruits in Shabbos afternoon is also a fulfillment of Rabbi Chitka Shita of having four meals on Shabbos, three by day. Ula'el nisbar shebechol inyan manachon nachzor l'kadesh samuch l'sudaso akfu avikaris. And it's always good to make Kiddush before your bread meal. So if you made Kiddush or heard Kiddush, added Kiddush after Shacharis, when you come home to have your bread meal, you should again say Kiddush. You don't have to. You don't have to. But it is worthwhile and you cover all your bases. Okay, agam shekvar kiddush malkom acher she'achal minei mezonos. Even though you were yotze kiddush when you had your kiddush of crackers and cake, but there is an opinion you're only yotze kiddush if you have bread. We don't pasken like that opinion. But in order to comply with that opinion, the gra, I'm very makbid on that. So before your lunch meal, you make kiddush again, make boy priya gafen again, and you get an extra bracha as well. Beseder, shakoyach everyone. Have a good week. Hope you enjoyed.
Yes.
I'll see you next month, okay? I'll see you next month. I don't want to see you guys until next month, okay? Be well.
Take care.
Thanks, guys.